The Reds and the Mets at Great American Ballpark. The Reds are 1-15 in their last 16 games against the Mets, but Scooter Gennett is in no mood to hear about it.
With the 1-1 pitch, and Gennett swings and sends a drive back into right center field. That's what we're talking about. 2-1 ball game, Cincinnati. Gennett with number 23 on the year, and the Reds have taken a 2-1 lead here in the second inning. The 1-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss, and here's Stevenson, and he struck him out swinging. Swung on, hammered back into right center field. That ball is going to be off the wall. That's going to get another run in, and Gennett just beating up on Jacob DeGrom today.
This ball is tattooed, and I mean way out of here right field. My goodness. Home run, Joey Votto. Joey Votto just took his home run bat and handed it to a youngster sitting right down by the dugout.
Here's a fly ball hammered back into deep left center field. That ball is out of here. Stuart Turner ties into one and drives it just over the wall above the yellow line in deep left center.
Scooter Gennett and Joey Votto both went deep, and Robert Stevenson held the Mets in check through six innings of two-run ball as the Reds earned a 7-2 rubber game win on Thursday over the Mets. Here is Cincinnati skipper Brian Price.
Robert was really, I thought, really good. And in particular, you know, taking the line drive off the hip in the third, and at no point in time did it become a concern. You know, and those are, you know, those can be fallback, you know, positions for guys to, you know, come out of a game or whatever. Not that I would have said, associate that with any of our guys, but you know, you can always kind of find a way to set yourself up if things don't go well and fall, and kind of have a fallback with an injury or something of that nature. I thought he handled himself unbelievably well, built some street cred out there with the guys, and did a nice job coming off a tough loss for us yesterday, kind of righting the ship.
He's just, since he came back from the DL, he's getting so many swings and misses. I think he's in that span, he's like fourth among major league starters in whiff rate. That's just a sign that his stuff is getting crisper, especially the slider.
Well, I think it's the fact that he has a mix and he has secondary pitches he can throw for strikes behind in the count. You know, he really leaned on the off-speed stuff after the third inning, I felt, pretty heavily in the last three innings. A lot of splits, a lot of sliders, some really well-located fastballs. But it was a heavier concentration of off-speed pitches. But, you know, if you can't throw that slider for a strike and you've got to be sitting fastball every time you're behind in the count when you really have to have a strike, regardless of velocity, you know, again, the predictability factor comes into play. And I think he has now a myriad of pitches, a collection of pitches that he can throw over the plate. And, you know, what a great sense of confidence when you know you're not constantly having to get yourself back into every count with a fastball. That tends to lead to a lot of hard contact, a lot of extra base hits, and a lot of runs.
Kind of the flip side of that, although he's fairly efficient today, but he's allowed some base runners and been able to avoid the damage. What's the next step to go from being able to get out of those jams because you can throw all those pitches or strikes to avoiding them in the first place?
Well, I think as much as we talk about the improved command, it's more improved command. He's worked a lot on his delivery, spending a lot of time with Mac Jenkins working on the delivery, and I think that's really, I think he wants nothing more than to pound the zone with good quality stuff. And we're constantly working with the delivery to put him in a good position to deliver quality strikes. And we've seen improvement, and I think we'll continue to see that. But that's the growth part. The other part of it is knowing the league a little bit better.
It's been an up-and-down season for Robert Stevenson, but the right-hander had one of his best outings of 2017 on Thursday. He gave up two runs through six innings, fanning seven, as he earned his third victory of the season. Stevenson spoke to the media after the Reds took down the Mets 7-2.
I got to say the slider. I feel like it's been a really good pitch for me lately, and you know, I think that's kind of when, you know, when I get in a jam, I turn to that, and you know, when I get ahead in the count, I turn to that. So I think that's really been a big factor in the success lately. I picked it up in spring training right at the very end, and then you know, just at the beginning of the year, tried to mix it in when I could, you know, in situations where I knew I wasn't going to get hurt on it. And then, you know, really worked on it a lot more when I was in AAA. Just a really good time for me to be able to throw it more often, especially as a starter. And I think it's really developed into a pitch where I feel really comfortable throwing it at any time.
The Reds head to Pittsburgh for a weekend series at PNC Park against the Pirates.